Parshas Vayera is filled with so many incredible stories, and yet, despite all of the action throughout the Parsha, undoubtedly, the climax comes at the end, which is, of course, the Akedah we read about in the last Aliyah of the Parsha, and it's one of the most incredible stories in the entire Torah, and certainly the story of Parshas Vayera. What's interesting, and what leads to a very significant machlokas in the Mefarshim, is something that could easily be overlooked, and that is the introduction to this incredible and climactic story. Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'ela, was after these things. Ha'elokim nisa es Avram, Hashem tested Avram, v'yomer elav Avram, v'yomer hineni. He called out to Avram, who said, hineni, here I am. This, as we get into the story, leads us into the actual command, the actual test of kachnas bincha, and it's so easy to go from one pasuk to the next as the momentum builds in this incredible story. It's easy to overlook the opening four words. Vayihi achar hadvarim ela. It was after these things. And it seems so unnecessary, so trivial, and really so disconnected to the main thrust of the story. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the Akedah took place after what had just happened before it, what had preceded it? Why is that necessary to the story? And isn't it any way obvious? The last thing we had just read about was the agreement that Avram had made with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. Okay, that's fine. But what does that have to do with the Akedah? And yet the Torah going out of its way to say Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'ela seems to build a connection. And evidently these words and this phrase is somehow significant to the story. There are three basic positions in the Rishonim that I'd like to highlight. The first is Rashi, and Rashi is working off of comments by Chazal in the Medrash and the Gemara, and Rashi goes in a completely different direction based on the translation that Chazal make of that opening phrase, "V'hi ha'achar hadvarim ha'ela." I originally translated it as "after these things," but Rashi, based on Chazal, translates it as these words. There were specifically some words which led to the Akedah. What words were that? So Chazal actually have two incredible opinions, both of which are cited by Rashi. The first is that it refers to the words of Satan. The Satan was criticizing Avraham to Hashem, pointing out that when Yitzchak had been born and Avram made all of his celebration, he never once brought a karbon, he never sacrificed anything to Hashem, to which Hashem responds, Vayihi achar hadvarim ela. I have no doubt about Avram's dedication and his loyalty. In fact, if I asked him to sacrifice his own son, he would be willing. And that is what led to the Nisayon of Akedah Yitzchak. Alternatively, Rashi suggests, it was after the dvarim, after the words of Yishmael. According to Chazal, Yishmael was mocking Yitzchak. After all, he said, I had to have a bris at 13. You were just a baby. What a Nisayon it was for me. You didn't really do anything. You were a baby. To which Yitzchak responds, Achar hadvarim ha'ela, you only had to sacrifice or give up one limb. I'd be willing to give up my whole body. And based on that, comes along the Akedah, and Yitzchak is in fact asked to do so. So Rashi, based on Chazal, take this in a completely different direction. Yes, there was something that triggered the Akedah that's important for us to know, but has nothing to do with Avimelech and the treaty with Avram. It wasn't things, but words. Either the words of the Satan or the words of Yishmael. Alternatively, the Or HaChaim says it wasn't connected to just what happened immediately before, but the entire series of events that led to this particular event of the Nisayon. Says Or HaChaim, we have to go back to the beginning. Avram and Sarah's long wait for a child, the promise that Yitzchak would come and perpetuate his name, Yitzchak's actual birth, and his maturity, all of these come together, says the Or HaChaim. All the waiting and all the promises, they set the stage, they increase the tension and the drama to create an even greater Nisayon. In other words, says the Or HaChaim, something that we know from life and from literature, and that is that it's one thing to have an incredible or a tension-filled moment in and of itself, but when you see the context, you see everything that led up to it, that can significantly enhance the experience and the drama of the event. Therefore, says the Or HaChaim, the Torah is telling us to appreciate just how great a Nisayon this was. You can't just look at the Nisayon itself, Avram being asked to sacrifice Yitzhak, you have to keep in mind all of the context, everything that had led up to it. Last but not least is perhaps the biggest and most radical Chiddush, and that is of the Rashbam. The Rashbam believes that we have to go Mamash Kipshuto, Kamokum Shinamar Achar Hadram Ela Mechubar El HaParsha Shalamala. Says Rashbam, we don't look to Chazal for some fancy midrashim about the Satan or Yishmael, things which we can't connect at all to the text. And even the Rachaim was looking too far in the distant future. This introduction of Achar Hadvaram Ela is connecting this episode with what immediately preceded it, the covenant, the bris that Avram made with Avimelech. And somehow there's a connection. What's the connection? So for this, the Rashbam peeks back a little bit further. And he says that if we go back to the actual agreement between Avram and Avimelech, says Rashbam, Hashem found fault, not with the covenant between Avram and Avimelech per se, but the fact that we read just a few psukim earlier in Perkaf Aleph, Pasuk Chav Gimel, that Avimelech had suggested a long-term bris with Avram's family, not only between Avram and Avimelech, but for future generations, not just the two of them, but for their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for all time. And that, apparently, according to Rashbam, Hashem was upset about. V'chara apo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu al zos. Because by making that agreement, you are saying that for all history, including when the Jewish people will inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael, you're giving this non-Jewish nation, the Plishtim, a foothold in the land, something which is against what Hashem wants. And therefore Hashem was upset at Avraham for making this agreement, and therefore he says to him, "Va'ata leich b'ha'aleihu l'olav yira maho'ila krisos brishelcha." Now, you think your covenants, your agreements are going to protect your long-term security, you're going to protect your children? Go sacrifice your son and see how much your agreements, how much your covenants, your bris, will really save your children. What an unbelievable chiddush, according to the Rashbam, that in some level, Avram was to blame. His agreement with Avimelech actually led to Hashem being upset with him and testing him with the Akedah.